two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Okay, so our governor has this authority to make us mask up and sit six feet apart when we're eating or drinking at a restaurant in a pandemic. But he also has zero authority, we've found out, to ban fireworks in a drought.
I received a legal opinion last night from the Attorney General's office and from my general counsel that I do not have the authority to implement a statewide ban.
I'm like, what?
I know.
Our governor can make us mask up in a pandemic, but when it comes to these, what I call fire starters in a drought, you don't have any authority.
I'm with you, Deb.
Okay.
I am 100% with you.
I won you on this one.
Listen, I thought essentially the governor's king and he just needs to throw down his mandates, you know.
Executive
bang
order.
His gavel. Yeah, it's about that simple. But no, I joke. I know it's not that easy, but it does surprise me. And I think you make a very good point. How did we go from, you know, masks and shutting everything down and 6 feet apart to, I don't know. We can't touch fireworks, though.
Senator Todd Weiler, why does our governor not have the power to ban fireworks statewide in this drought we're in?
Well, you know, all facetiousness aside, this country was established because we didn't like the powers that a king had. And I'm not being sarcastic when I say our government was set up on the national and the state level to divide power into three branches. And so there is no law, and everyone knows from fifth grade, right? The legislature makes the laws and the executive branch, which is the governor, enforces the law. So there is no law in the books that says the governor can ban fireworks. There is a law in the books that says the governor can declare a state of emergency. And we all know that he did that. President Trump did that. Every governor did that for COVID. And I think that was the first state of emergency we've had that statewide probably since the floods in 83. I'm just guessing on that. But I think that we can all agree we don't. So when a state of emergency is declared, it kind of collapses those three branches, at least the two branches, the legislature and the executive. And we do kind of make we give the governor some extraordinary powers to work during a state of emergency. So those were traditionally thought of if we have an earthquake and everything's disabled or something like that. We do want one person to be able to make a bunch of decisions to help us out, you know, to get through that disaster. And the real controversy last year was when the state of emergency wasn't just 30 days, it was 60 days, 90 days, and then it was a year, and then it was a year and 2 months. And so so the governor does, and he's being a little bit disingenuous, short of a state of emergency declaration, I don't think he has the power to ban fireworks statewide. But he does have the power to declare another state of emergency, and I don't think that there's the political will to do that. And I'm glad there's not, because we should not be in a situation where the governor's, you know, willy-nilly declaring states of emergency. But we do have state and local fire marshals who do have wide discretion, and we've also vested in the local city councils and mayors and of our 249 cities and towns the power where they can restrict and ban fireworks in sensitive areas. And and of course, those mayors and city councils would often prefer that the state legislature make that decision, so people that want to blast off their fireworks aren't mad at them, they're mad at the state legislature. Yeah. But I'm fairly confident that that's a decision that should be made on a local level, because all 249 cities and towns are not facing the same conditions right now.
So talking about state of emergency, Senator Wyler, when you were saying that there wasn't one issued, I could have swore on my, across my heart, hope to die, that there was a state of emergency issued in the drought. So I Googled it real quickly, and it looks like he has issued a state of emergency regarding the drought. So it was, I'm reading a news article from May. I believe maybe there was more than one state of emergency issued. So are you suggesting that he can issue a statewide ban, since he has called a state of emergency across Utah regarding the drought? Can he
issue a
fireworks ban?
So although I heard several fireworks blast off in my neighborhood last night, you're only allowed to legally fire fireworks three days before July 4th and 3 days after, the same for the 24th, the same for New Year's Eve. And so under the current mechanism, the governor can declare a state of emergency for 30 days. So if he did that in May, that doesn't last until July 4th. And so if he wants to extend that beyond 30 days post-COVID, he's going to have to call the legislature into a special session. And he hasn't done that.
Okay. Do lawmakers have any desire? Do you think there's any appetite to have a special session or to pass some sort of fireworks ban?
So I think, Dave, that's a fair question. And I know we met in Senate caucus last week. And while I can tell you, I don't think there's support in the Senate. I know there's not support in the Senate for a statewide ban, because we have state and local fire marshals and city councils who, where appropriate, already have that authority. And I think the sense and the feeling is that authority is best exercised on the local level.
Did you do a straw vote to figure out that there wasn't the support to do a statewide ban on the part of lawmakers?
We did not do a straw vote, but based on the discussion, it was overwhelmingly obvious that we were comfortable that mayors and city councils could make those decisions in consultation with their fire marshals.
Which is what we saw today with Mayor Jenny Wilson, who talked about these restrictions in Salt Lake County.
Senator Wyler, thank you so much for jumping on the line with us to explain why the governor, apparently at this point, does not have authority to ban fireworks statewide. He went on the record last week, Governor Cox, saying this.
I received a legal opinion last night from the Attorney General's office and from my general counsel that I do not have the authority to implement a statewide ban.
And it had a lot of our listeners asking that question. Why not? And Senator Todd Wyler jumping on the line live with us to explain why not, why the governor does not have authority to do that. Although it sounds as though there's this window, Dave, that if he extends the state of emergency and it goes through the July holidays, the 4th of July and the 24th, which is the time when people can legally light off fireworks, that maybe there's a path in for the governor to declare a ban on fireworks.
The real question is it necessary? And that's what I think Senator Wyler was talking about, is we have city councils, we have fire marshals that can make these recommendations, that can make these bans. We just saw Mayor Jenny Wilson institute these bans. So the question is, do we need one on every level? Do we need one on the executive level? Do we need one on the legislative level? Or can it be taken care of on the local level?
And the way we have the ban set up now, in my view, it's very patchwork. There are some areas where you can light them off. There's a lot of areas where you can't light them off. For example, Mill Creek banning fireworks east of 900 East. Cottonwood Heights, the city I live in, going into special meeting tomorrow night to make a decision as to whether to ban fireworks east, my understanding is, of 1300 East. And these cities connect. You can go to saltlakecounty.org. We heard from Mayor Wilson and the 10 o'clock hour that they've set up a website there where you can enter your address and determine whether fireworks are legal or illegal in your area. But they advised you check it every day, because this information is changing every day based on what the cities are deciding and how the city councils are voting. Straight ahead, there was a huge blow delivered by SCOTUS this morning, the Supreme Court of the United States, to the NCAA. We're going to dive into what this means to college athletes here in Utah straight ahead.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.